I'm Nicolette Thomas, and this is my podcast, Watching with Friends. Every week, we watch and discuss a show or movie, and I invite a friend or two to join in. Today, Sarah and I will be discussing the 2009 Disney Channel original movie, Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie. Family are heading on a magic-free vacation to the Caribbean, home to some of the most important wizard spots in the world. The family visits a street fair where they encounter a street musician and former wizard Archie, who tries to enlist their help in turning Giselle, a parrot, back into a human by finding the Stone of Dreams, which has the power to grant any wish or reverse any spell. Jerry considers the idea too dangerous, as many wizards have gone on the quest and have never returned. Alex is caught trying to use magic to get away from her family by her mother, leading to an argument which results in her mother grounding her for 2 months and taking away her magic privileges. In a fit of rage, Alex wishes her parents had never met. A smuggled wand and spellbook, which Alex was holding at the time, grant her wish and as a result creates an alternate reality where her parents, Jerry and Teresa, do not remember their kids and do not even know each other. The kids attempt to get the spellbook from their father, but he catches them. In this alternate reality, since he's never met and married Teresa, he still has his powers and is shown to have a carefree, teenager-like attitude. Justin asks him what would happen if a wizard wishes that his parents had never met. Jerry explains that they would gradually forget their past before disappearing forever. He further says they only have 48 hours to reverse the spell, causing Alex and Justin to panic. Justin mentions the Stone of Dreams, which Jerry says would also work too, and he jokingly tells them that they should go and find it. Justin and Alex set off to find the Stone of Dreams, guided by Archie. Meanwhile, Max stays at the resort to watch their parents. Being the youngest child, Max begins to lose his memory. Realizing that something is wrong, Max tells Jerry that Alex and Justin have gone to find the Stone of Dreams, having taken his suggestion seriously, and ask him to help him find them. Jerry is shocked by this, knowing how incredibly dangerous the journey is, but agrees to help. They are joined by Teresa, who believes them to simply be treasure hunting. Alex and Justin succeed in finding the Stone of Dreams, but Giselle, the parrot, steals the stone. The kids tell Teresa and Jerry their story. Teresa doesn't believe them, believing that she would not forget her children. Jerry mentions that if one of the kids was a full wizard, they might be able to cast a spell to reverse it. Max finally loses all sense of his memories and is sucked into a vortex of non-existence. Teresa remembers him, realizing that they were telling the truth. Jerry transports Alex and Justin to an ancient battlefield to have a contest. He explains the contest's rules. They will only be allowed to use spells involving the four classic elements: earth, air, fire, and water, and the winner will become the full wizard of the family. The others will permanently lose their powers. Alex and Justin engage in what turns out to be an intense battle, which Alex narrowly wins. In a state of worry, Alex turns to Justin for help. However, by now, Justin has lost all of his memories. Alex tells him that even though they pick on each other, she looks up to him and begs Justin not to leave her alone. Justin tells her that he will never leave her, and that even though he doesn't know her, he believes her and wants to help. He is then sucked into a vortex. Meanwhile, Teresa returns to the resort and notices Giselle in human form with the Stone of Dreams on her necklace. After Giselle admits to using him to get the stone, Archie manages to take the stone from her. He uses it to turn her back into a parrot before giving it to Teresa. Back at the battlefield, Alex becomes desperate, realizing that Justin should have won. He is smarter and more skilled in wizardry. She tries to do a spell and begs Jerry to help, but he says it's too late. Just as Alex begins to become hopeless, Teresa appears with the stone, having used it to transport herself to the battlefield to help Alex. Jerry tells Alex that She can wish for her brothers to reappear and still keep her full wizard powers if she uses her one wish correctly. But Alex wishes for everything to go back as the way it was. The alternate reality is erased as time rewinds just before the argument that proceeded to Alex making her wish that her parents didn't meet. This time, Alex apologizes for her attitude and gracefully accepts her punishment. Alex reunites with her brothers and lets them know what happened. The family is all together and able to enjoy their family vacation. After this brief break, we will be back with Sarah to discuss the movie. Hey, no, 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 hey, no, no, no. All right, so Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie.
Yes. See, it came out in 2009.
Yeah.
We were, what, 19? Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, that's math, right?
Because for me, the year always matches up.
Yep, me too. It's always 1990. Again. Too old to admit we actually watched it, but let's be real, we watched it.
I actually didn't. I was didn't? Like, Wizards of Place.
This is
like,
your first time?
Well, no, like I'd seen it before because it was a DCOM that was on, whatever.
Yeah. They played it a lot on DCOM.
Yeah. Because Wizards was never really my show.
Oh, really? I liked Wizards. It got annoying sometimes, but like I always liked it. It was like
if it was
thing,
on, but it was okay, but I was much more of a Hannah Montana girl.
Oh.
Like. Ooh.
My sister was Hannah Montana, so I had to watch them all, and the movies,
but
and the concerts.
Yeah, so like Wizards was never really my show, mm-hmm. so it was definitely,
yeah,
new. Not my favorite.
Yeah, but
and so when I watched it, I ended up watching it with Mom because there's nothing on TV. So no, she's really, like, oh, well, you got to watch a movie anyway, right? Let's watch it together. I'm like, okay. Yeah. You had to know at least something about this show.
Yeah.
To understand what was going on in this movie.
Yeah, because it was kind of in the middle of the series, I believe. Yes. I can't. Yeah. It was like, it had already had its background story, so like, and it was definitely one of those movies that like, if you didn't watch even a little bit of the show, you didn't really know. It wasn't like some of the shows where it, first off, the hard part was it's a movie based on the TV show,
right?
But there are also some, like the Hannah Montana movie was kind of different in a way because you didn't necessarily need to watch the show as much as you needed to watch the show for Wizards of Waverly Place to follow along. Because like in Hannah Montana, she was already big enough that Hannah Montana was its own. She was already a singer. She wasn't necessarily just Disney based, where Wizards of Waverly Place was definitely just Disney at the time. So if you didn't watch the show, you didn't really like get the movie.
I also think there's a difference because this was a DCOM, whereas the Hannah Montana movie is technically a theatrical release.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I did forget it was released in theaters.
So there is a difference there too in the quality of the writing.
Right. But also, I can't remember if I think this show like kind of like Hannah Montana, but they did a good job with, because you know how sometimes like when they have a show and they have a movie in the middle of the show, it just kind of like some shows don't go back to it when it's like when the movie was released, and then the next episode after the movie was like just kind of like doesn't talk about it at all. This one actually still played into each other.
Yep.
So like the movie, and then it was the next episode, which was like right after they got back from vacation, and they played that up really well. So
yeah.
Show wise.
All right. Yeah. So what did you think about the characters? I know that like I'm not as established in knowing them, but
yeah. I mean, I liked them, and I was more of a Wizards of Waverly Place girl as opposed to Hannah Montana. And I've always been a fan of David Henry, who played Justin. So
congrats to him and his wife. They had their rainbow baby and everything's good. Snaps.
Yeah. So I definitely think that this was a good movie where like the characters kind of grew a little bit more. Because if I remember correctly, Alex learns more about her magical powers. Like kind of, because they all had magical powers, but she was more dominant with hers, and she kind of learned more about, you know, more about the background of her powers, about her family's powers and stuff like that. So it was kind of like a stepping stone into how she would grow more in the show. But yeah, I like definitely in the movie the characters grew a lot more, and you kind of saw a different side to them than you saw on the show, like most movies.
My favorite was Max. He's always been my favorite. He's just the little tag. I just adore that kid.
He's a tag along, but he's also the troublemaker that's always like between him and Alex. Like, obviously, Justin is the older brother. So, like, any of us older siblings know they always kind of have to, like, they can't really get into trouble. They always have to, like, cover for everybody else and try and fix everybody else's trouble. But between, like, Max and Alex kind of play off each other as the troublemaker, where it's, like, sometimes Alex is causing more problems than Max. Sometimes Max is the tag-along or just kind of, like, does his own thing but also causes his own kind of trouble as a standout and stuff.
Oh, my God. When he turns that juice bar waitress into a dog.
Ugh.
That was funny. I'm like, that is such a bad joke. That is such a sexist joke. Yeah. But oh my God, that was so silly.
But it was like you knew it was a bad joke, but on the end, like it had to be in the movie. Like that was just who Max was.
Well, so I get it from like the kid standpoint that they're like, oh, it's funny, turned her into a dog. And then you're like, as an adult, oh, she's a dog.
Yeah, like
what? Hello?
Disney? But again, that's a lot with us rewatching all these shows as us being older in our 30s, and kind of like, you know, when we watched it the first time when we were little, it was kind of like it would be, oh, he just turned that girl into a dog, haha, that's so funny. But now it's like, where were you going with this, Walt? Yep. Not Walt, but yeah, Disney in general. It's all the underlying like stuff that goes into it.
So one thing my mom brought up and that I like didn't realize was how much that the guy who plays the dad overacts.
Oh my God, yeah. What the hell's his name?
It was just ridiculous. And I'm like,
it's ridiculous because I've seen him in other shows. I'm looking it up right now because I've seen him in other shows and he's exactly the same.
So he's just not a strong actor.
No, he's not. He always plays those. He always plays those characters where like he has to, not has to, but he always like overacts, and you're just like, really, really, yeah. And like the dad jokes kind of get a bit much. Here it is. Let me see. Photos cast. Oh, David DeLuise. Yeah, he's also obviously in a lot of other things, but he also like it. I don't know if like overacting's like his niche or like what he does, but I've seen him in other movies where you're like, what? what? Like, come on. You can't be... Excuse me.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Like, you can't be... You can't. You just can't, like...
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is, like... For what the show is, he kind of fits as kind of like that goofy dad who's just trying to like fit in with these kids who
and
are like
it's the Disney formula. It's the strong mom. It's the goofy dad. It's
well, because if I remember correctly, the kids get their powers from their mom, right?
No, their dad.
No, it's the dad. All right. Yeah, I couldn't remember, but yeah, it's always like the strong female mother character who's always wise and like more in tune to like, you know, giving advice and, you know, helping her kids grow, where like the dads are just kind of like goofballs.
Yeah. So.
Except in Smart House, that's a totally different thing. We'll get to that when we get to it.
I'm guessing you watched Smart House this week. Just for fun.
I like Smart House because it's all kind of like, I like to see as a foreshadowing of how Disney like the nail on the head as to how our world would be. So I think Disney had some insider trading about how the world was going to grow when they made that movie.
So really funny story. Last night on 911, my absolute favorite show ever.
Oh, yeah.
They had a whole thing with this Smart House and this girl accidentally like nearly kills her ex-boyfriend because she hacked into his Smart House controls. See? So then they're trying to help him and they're talking. And one of the firefighters is talking about he needs a coffee maker. Uh-huh. So the house then hears the other firefighter call him by his name and says, oh, here's so-and-so. Here's a list of like the different types of coffee makers. And he's just like, what? He freaks the heck out. It's so funny.
In one of the shows I like, they did like a final series kind of wrap up the whole series, but I hated how they ended it. But anyway, Veronica Mars, and it'd been a while since they had the series. They made a movie, then it was another while, then they remade a series like of them, her being older, because there were books that came after. Mm-hmm. And all that. And so one of the first episodes, she's trying to like one of her clients as a PI or whatever is like hacked in by her ex-boyfriend because they have smart houses. Like smart houses are not good. Like they weird me out too much. Like too many things can go wrong. Like especially with the whole like they can lock your doors. Like what happens if you have a power outage and you're stuck in your house? Or it's just, you know, I mean, obviously you're not stuck in your house, but you know,
hey, I've seen people before like automatic locks became a huge thing and like the alarms and stuff. I was coming home from Girl Scout camp or something. And a girl and her mom got locked in their car because the alarm started freaking out.
Yeah. See, like shit like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like my power locks in my car, but like that's as far as it's going to go. Cause I'm also kind of afraid that after watching Smart House as many times as I have as a little girl and rewatching it, how a smart house can take over your world. Like I'm good with that. Thank you. I'm okay.
All right. Back to the movie at hand. Sorry for the digression.
ADD sidetrack.
All right. So we've talked about Justin. We've talked about Max. We've talked about Dad. What about Mom and Alex?
Well, I like the mom in this movie. She always is a strong female character who also is like also dealing with being married to a wizard who had to give up, spoiler alert, had to give up his wizarding powers to marry her. So he doesn't have any powers, but all their kids have power. So she's also trying to deal with raising teenagers who also are wizards and them, you know, goofing around and, you know, having Max, you know, turn people into animals or Alex to get into mischief and stuff like that.
Oh my God, the bag. Justin's bag in the first scene.
Yep.
Oh my God. And Max is just like, just kick him, just kick him.
But it's like, you know, on top of dealing with raising three teenagers, you have to deal with the fact that they have wizarding powers and how that interacts with everything else too, and trying to, like, in a way, make it not known to the general public that they're wizards, but, like, also trying not, like, close them off from everybody and trying to let their power grow and then be them. And it's just very hard. I can see in the woman they have playing her is a very good actress for this. Yes. Like, I love her as the mother. Like, they couldn't have picked a better actress.
I don't think I haven't liked her on any of the things I've ever seen her in.
Yeah, she's like, she always plays like really good roles. So, like, props to her casting manager or whoever does that, her agent. Like, good job. And Alex is Alex, you know, she's obviously, she's more of the main character of the show, as opposed to, I mean, the brothers are too, but Alex is more of the main character, you know, the show more revolves around her more than everybody else. So, I mean, I do really like Selena Gomez in this show, as a singer, not so much, but, you know. I was just never into, like, her genre of music. But she is, I do really like her in this show as a teenage wizard.
And then my final question on characters is our villains.
Oh.
So the parrot and the street magician. I forget their names.
I think the street magician's name is Archie, or is that the parrot?
No, his name is Archie.
Yeah, okay. Oh, like, in, you know, there's always, I'm also one of those people who judge a show by their villains, because sometimes the villains are just misunderstood people. So sometimes there are shows where, like, I like the villains more than I like the main characters. So I kind of liked Archie as a street performer, but also you can kind of see how, like, he took advantage, like the villain. He played a really good villain. Where he also, like, taught them a lesson while being a villain, like most Disney things. I don't really care for the parrot, but I think they could have done without the parrot, because it kind of goes back to, like, the whole Aladdin thing and having a parrot sidekick, but...
Okay, I mean, I do like when... So, let's get into that part. So, yeah. When they go into the adventure to find the stone thing to undo this magic that Alex did, Mom was like, aren't they dating about Justin and Alex? I'm like, no, they're siblings. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, because the magic was like, they had the parents forget that they had kids or something like that. It was something weird like that, yeah.
Yeah, so Mom and Dad don't remember anything. Max is in charge of keeping them occupied and, like, corralling them together. And Justin and Alex go on the adventure to find the magical stone with the dude and his parrot. Mm-hmm. And so they do get separated. They get separated from the dude and the parrot.
Right.
And so Alex and Justin are getting along. They're almost there. They actually get to this point. This scene made me laugh. So her shoes are freaking ridiculous. Let's first bring that up to traveling through the woods. Then David Henry. Oh, God. There's this bit where he has to go around, like, the sides of this ruin. And he, like, goes to, like, tap his foot. He actually taps it on the solid, but then, like, goes to step on the, like, air, and it's so ridiculous.
Oh
my God.
But again, it's a kid movie, so.
Right. So they do get the stone.
Mm-hmm.
And then the parrot takes it. And dun, the parrot dun, flies dun. Away. So Mom, Dad, Max all find them there. And then they're freaking out. Mom doesn't remember anything.
Uh-huh.
Max gets taken away in a cyclone.
Because, you know, there's a cyclone in the middle of the Caribbean.
So then Dad realizes, oh, shit, I'm your dad. Like, because you guys now have to have this
magic duel. Like, he like figures it out, but he doesn't remember them, but he knows he's their dad.
He kind of, it's one of those things where like, I don't remember you, but I know we're like.
So then they go into the magic battle for who gets to have the family magic.
Yes.
So let me get that whole scene. Which well, let's dissect that entire area.
I feel like too, with between the movie and the show, and I mean the movie was more like a definitive kind of who gets the magic, but also I feel like that's a lot of basically that's what the beginning and the end of the show is, whether Alex Max obviously I think comes out and says he doesn't want the he's okay with not having the family magic and stuff throughout the show, but it's always been a scheme point between Alex and Justin, and it's they always go back and forth about it. It's always one of those like awesome plot, not awesome plots, but like the main plot that keeps happening is like they always find themselves in a situation where they have to decide who's going to get the family magic, and the only way to do that is by a duel. And I can't remember. Do they actually solve it here, or was it a draw?
So, well, so mom takes off. So you have these kids being abandoned. Their mom does not remember them. And poor Max is just Disney. Like, and poor Max, he's just like, but mom, and you're just like, and then he gets taken, and you're like, oh my God, this like, poor child, this poor child. And so, like, even the kids, they're left so unresolved, because first they're like, mom is just like, you're not my kids. And then there goes their brother. And they're just like.
And then their dad still kind of knows him, but kind of doesn't know him. So it's like, ugh.
So yeah. So then they go in, they have, which this movie has so many acts. I felt like it had the longest first act.
Yep.
Then the second act was Justin and Alex going with the parrot guy.
Yeah.
And then the third act is everything after that.
Yeah. And then it's also like very like in a way kind of like almost disjointed, like, you know, each act is like separate from itself, but it kind of goes together, but it kind of doesn't.
Like the first two acts, the first two acts go together. It's the whole third act
where like everything kind of just gets like they're kind of like, we need a hook to have people like stick around with this movie. Yes. And then just like they throw everything at it, like Cyclone and Mom Abandonment. And
well, so like even that part makes sense.
Yeah.
But then they go into the battle and Alex wins. Okay, cool. I do love the mud gag because it's just so funny. It falls in the mud like three times. And I was just like, okay.
And let's be real, we all knew Alex was going to win the family magic because that's the kind of person she is, and the show's revolved around her.
But so the part that really got me, and I started crying, was when after she wins, she has the family magic, and then Justin forgets her.
Yes. That one broke my heart, because like even though they don't get along, they kind of like they're still brother and sister, like,
but he doesn't remember her, and he says it's something along the lines of, I don't know who you are, but I'll stay with you. And I'm just like, just stab me in the heart 1,000 times, like, twist Jesus. The knife
a little bit,
like it, like if that's what the entire movie was building up to.
Yeah, no.
Like, okay, whatever. Like that was really sweet. And then he goes away in a cyclone.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God. So unresolved. And so, like, even the dad says, like, if you word this right, you will get everything back to the way it was and still keep the family magic.
Yes.
Which Alex shocks. I don't know if she shocks anybody or nobody. Well, her brothers are kind of like, what? Where she says, I want everything just as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so time rewinds. They're in the fight right before Alex wished her wish with the magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have your happy Russo family?
Yeah. And the curse of the family magic is still up in the air for the rest of the seasons to continue.
I forgot the part that made my mom laugh so hard. So, mom lost her shit. So, mom in the show.
Yeah.
Goes back to the resort. She's like, she just saw this kid like disappear in a cyclone. She's like, what the fork is going on? And she like remembers him. She kind of like knows she remembers him. Like something's up. Like she just, mother's instinct.
Yeah.
And she sees this woman. And then she sees the magician. And the woman's wearing this necklace. And I love that it's the mom that like really like gets the magic back, gets that magic stone. Like it's just this mortal woman. And she's like, no, like you fucked with my family. I'm going to find you.
Cause you know, mama bears always win.
Oh my God. And then this woman, the stone gets taken from her. The parrot man, his name's just the parrot man. Like
it really isn't. Like all my research, it literally just says parrot.
So this girl turns into the parrot.
Dun dun dun.
And it, like the animation of that scene, we were cracking up.
Because you watch it again,
it was like, so funny. Oh my God. Like the all of a sudden it goes from a nose to a beak and you're just like, God. Okay. A flesh beak. Like that was ridiculous.
But let's be real, Disney. Let's be real.
Oh my God. It was hilarious. Yeah. So I did want to mention that because I thought that was hilarious.
That was fun. But it's kind of also too like these DCOMs and stuff, especially like Wizards of Waverly Place. And like a lot of the shows that have kind of magical interludes like that, where like you rewatch all the animation they do and you're just like, really? Like that used to get me? Like, come on. As opposed to, like, the animation and CGI and stuff we have now. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of, like, you go back and you're like, this could have been done better.
Yeah.
But it was so cool when we did it. Like, when we first watched it, you're like, oh, my God, that's so cool.
Yeah. All right. So, my next question, then, is, what do you think was the story, or, like, the story that, or the moral of the story that Disney wanted told?
Definitely the age-old moral story is be careful what you wish for. Clearly.
And then they've done it many times.
That's like always a moral of any story is be careful what you wish for. And also that no matter what happens or how you feel about your family will always be there for you. They're the like one constant in your life.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would do to change this movie at all?
It definitely changes CGI.
And I mean, it was even bad for the time it was released. It was let's like, be real.
Yeah. And also, too, I think I would kind of make the part, like you said before, like the act three where like Justin gets taken into a cyclone and there's a battle and how it's like kind of disjointed and it kind of like the movie flows for a little bit and then you get to a certain point and then it's just kind of like all over the place. I would kind of try and link it all back together where it like all just kind of flows smoothly, has nice climax and not with cyclones all over the place.
Yeah. I would add more Harper.
I love Harper, because girl.
When I watched the show, she was my favorite character. And she's only in the first, like, couple scenes. And I missed Harper. I wish they had taken her to Mexico.
I know. The Caribbean. They went to the Caribbean. But
oh, wherever.
Yeah,
wherever. Wherever Disney paid so much to have this filmed on location.
Right? Because clearly it was on location. Like, oh, must be nice. I love Harper, too, because I also think even though she wasn't in this movie, she definitely played a huge role in not only in all the other, like, specials that were in the series throughout and in the series itself, because she was kind of Alex's moral ground. Like, Alex always wanted to do something, but it would always be like Harper who would kind of like give her the other side, like, oh, maybe we shouldn't. And she was always Alex's rock.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, and I loved how too, like, it wasn't as strong in the beginning of this movie, but also in the show itself, how much Harper loved Justin. It was like stalker level love. It was ridiculous.
So actually, thinking of that first scene again with Harper, uh-huh. I didn't like that they didn't use the TV set for the opening. If it's gonna take place in the restaurant, why not just like save yourself the money, use your own set? Why make a new set to do that?
It kind of weirded me out. Yeah, but you know, they're also trying to make like the movie and special and it was really like out of character. Excuse me.
So yes, I also want to give snaps to, oh gosh, why can't I think of her name? The girl who plays Harper, because she is on the front lines of this pandemic. She left acting to become a nurse, and we thank her.
Jennifer Alden? Aldean? I don't know. Yeah, but yep, we thank her.
So.
Snaps.
Yes, snaps.
But yeah.
All right, so I had so much fun with that discussion on the Wizards of Waverly Place movie. Next week, we will be discussing the 1999 Disney Channel original movie, Genius. You can find us on our Instagram, which is Watching with Friends. You can also find us on our Facebook group and join in the discussion there. And you can email us at watchingwfriendspod@gmail.com. And with that, we hope you guys have a great time. We will see you next time. Bye.